Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Hi. You have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking, and we're going to be joined by our guest, Selena Lindsay, and tonight we're going to be talking about baby car seats. How safe are they? Is there a problem? What does the American Pediatric Academy have to say about it? What does the Emergency Medical Service Authority of California say about leaving infants in their car seat? Why is it not safe? Okay. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Great. Introduce yourself.
Good evening. I'm Selena Lindsay, I work with a number of different nonprofits and a retired CPA.
Thank you. Anyway, we're going to be talking about car seats. Death can occur from leaving infant in the car seat to sleep due to they can with low oxygen levels can occur when they're left in the car seats for a long period of time. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And in the state of California, the Emergency Medical Service Authority, their rules and regulation, if you have a daycare or preschool, they're not to be left in the car seats once they arrive. They're not to be used as beds, or even if the baby is asleep. The daycare or preschool provider must take them out of the car seats. One thing we all know is babies' heads are very large. They tend to lean forward. With that, it can cut off their windpipe or lower the oxygen levels to the brain. In one study, they showed that with the lower saturation of oxygen in the blood, that it can cause behavioral problems later on, because you have to keep the oxygen at a certain level in order to have proper brain function. And remember that they're growing at a fast rate. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has contributed some of the SIDS death due to being left in those car seats and parents not realizing that that's not a bed. It's nothing. It's not for the infant to sleep in. And I know some of the concerns was when they're in the car, that's different. The car is in motion, constantly moving. You bring them in the house, take them out of those car seats. Oh, you were going to say something. Go ahead, Selena.
No, I was just listening in. And one other thing is when they are in the car seats, it's a good idea that you at least be able to put your fingers behind the straps that strap them in, because a lot of people, they tighten them in those seats so tight that the child's chest cannot expand to breathe.
Well, that's a good point. That's so true. And that's why there's guidelines, instructions given with each car seat that a parent or whoever has that child must take out, read it, and follow those instructions. And if you're in doubt, you can always take them. A lot of your police departments and fire departments are skilled in how they should be strapped in. And there's various programs. You can call them and ask where's the closest program, and they can tell you if you're in doubt about the car seat. You want me to start off, or you want to? Because I was going to mention go ahead.
Yeah, and some of the other things that people do when a child is in a car seat, because we as women, we believe that, the baby is cold, so they teach you to bundle the baby. And unfortunately, they bundle the baby and then tighten them into a car seat. And having a blanket over their head is another way that you constrict their ability to be able to breathe, because you're not leaving enough of a vacancy in there where they can get air. So we need to be careful when we bundle our baby when they're when they're inside of the car, they don't really need all of that stuff over their head because you're in a car with the heater on.
Mm-hmm. I know the American Academy of Pediatrics, or the AAP, has said in order to prevent sudden infant death syndrome, it's important you don't need to bundle them up, because when you bundle them up, they're overheating, and that's not recommended either. So over-bundling, you know, putting the hats on, and, you know, they have all the blankets all around them, they recommend that not be done because they're contributing that to the risk of SIDS, or sudden infant death syndrome. It increases that risk, and they have had things where they kids, babies, infants have died, and they're contributing to those factors. That extra clothing, extra blankets is not ideal sleeping environment for infants. They said room temperature is fine, but when you go beyond that, that it's not good.
Yes, well, in addition, also when a parent goes to purchase a seat, you need to be careful what you're buying, because even though sometimes certain types of seats are recalled, in other places, and unfortunately, usually in lower income neighborhoods, they're still selling seats that have actually been taken off the market.
Mm-hmm.
And those seats have certain problems, as you mentioned earlier. The newer seats recline back at an angle so that the baby's head is always, more or less to say, a little backwards. The older seats are made out of very hard plastic, and the way they sit in the car seat, it can be a contributing factor because it forces the baby's head forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another reason why they tell you that those baby carriers should be placed in the car in a backwards manner.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in an accident, they're more likely to survive it if they're...
Well, not only accidents, when they're leaning backwards that way, if you step on the brakes, it doesn't jolt
mm-hmm.
the baby's head forward.
Right. So for routine sleeping, those car seats are not recommended. The head is very large. Now, there is a manufacturer that came out with some type of foam. That's what I'm going to call it, a foam. It's not foam, but they put it on the back of the infant, or they fix it on the baby so that the head is more in line with the spine rather than for the head to lay forward. That's something new. I'm not quite sure. Well, they have done some studies. They have noticed that the more that the head is in line with the spine, the better the baby, the oxygen levels more normal than if they didn't have that. Because if you see any infant, and you have newborns, two grandchildren, the head goes forward. That also blocks off the airway. It decreases oxygen to the infant, and that can be dangerous. I remember in the old days, we bundle them up. Ours survived. We put blankets. We put hats on them. We put stuff on their feet, everywhere, not realizing there were some babies that didn't make it from, you know, doing just that, having them over bundle. And they're telling us, too, of course you're going out in the cold, you have to bundle them up. But once they come inside, it's important to take those the hats, the coats, all that bundling clothes off, not to leave it on once you're indoors or you're in an environment where the temperature is normal, not cold. So it's okay to cover them up, say, to walk, say, from the car to the house or the house to the car. But don't leave them like that. It's important to, you know, loosen things up for them. Because you don't, then that presents a problem.
Yes, and another important thing that, of course, some mothers will do that, you know, the child is crying, and so they prop the bottle up with the child laying in the car seat. And unfortunately, they don't realize that the weight of the bottle, and if the child is unable to hold the bottle, they can easily, literally, drown in milk.
Wow. Yeah, the propping has been banned for years now, but you'll see people still do it, not as often. Now, surprisingly, the American Academy of Pediatrics advocate to keep a pacifier in their mouth when they're asleep because they notice that the amount of SIDS death is less in those that have a pacifier. So used to say not use pacifier. Now it's recommended.
Well, we're in the age of a lot of changes, you know, and also too in some of our previous radio talks, we talked about plastic, and so that's another thing you want to look for in a baby's carrier, and you want to check to make sure that they're not utilizing certain types of plastic because they can be dangerous for the baby. It is a well-known fact that some of these plastics that they use, polybicarbonate, are harmful, but it has not been removed from the market that they're not using it in certain baby items. And here's something that you're going to use a good majority of the time. If nothing else, there's some parents that that also, if you're going to be riding for 3 and 4 hours, you need to relieve that child from that baby carrier.
Yes, that's a long time.
I know people that are, you know, put the baby in that thing and drive from here to San Francisco. And the child hasn't been out of it.
Well, they should have at least been out to be fed, or to, or you know, change a diaper.
That's about all they do.
That's an 8-hour drive.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, within an 8-hour they would have been hungry, and within 8 hours they would have needed their diaper changed too. That's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anything from, we've talked about the materials that's, you know, that the babies are surrounded by, especially the plastic and the different materials that mattress and things are made out of, to now the car seat, the position of the baby's head, their ability to breathe with when they're in a car seat. So all these things, if we pay attention to and make some changes, we can save the life of a newborn rather than have another statistics. Because they've done a lot of research, and I love the research that New Zealand has done over the past 20 years, and out of, I think it was 350,000, I forgot the numbers, but they were high. And in that number, they had no SIDS death. And the one thing they did change was the baby's environment. Anything from what the baby laid on to the material that the crib was made out of to their clothing, the blankets, because they believe that some of the things that's causing the death or problems with the newborns is the very environment that we're putting them in. And I had mentioned once before,
it's like, always amazing.
Huh?
Yeah, it's always amazing to me that we're supposed to be number one, but we're so far behind in things that other countries have stepped forward with, and they no longer, well, say in materials, they no longer use these things there. And in other countries, when you look at baby carriers and car seats, they only allow the manufacturers to use certain ones of them in that country.
Right. And I think we need tougher guidelines here in America and not be so loose, because we're loose in so many areas, and it's causing health and death, especially newborns. We're already challenged. In the old days, they used to be challenged with very sickness because you didn't have antibodies, and now that you have them, you know, kids, or if you didn't have vaccines, and now that we have them, you have more kids surviving. But now we're faced with anything from the environment that a baby has to exist in to what's being fed to the children. It's funny. Even the other day, I bought some diet cranberry juice, and what does it have in it? The very thing that Europe is banned from Europe, the red dye. Number 40. And I said, I bought this stuff. I said, well, Lord, you know, the older you get, you got to worry about brain function. No wonder people end up having either early dementia or getting dementia, period. Because if we're putting certain things in the body, and especially a newborn, or say a mother's breastfeeding, if she's putting the wrong stuff in, that's going to the baby, too. The red dye. How many mothers that are breastfeeding even pay attention to red dye, period? And yet they know that it can cause learning disabilities. It's already been documented in our country, but we don't take action. Why is it that Europe takes action to these things?
Knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
I think knowledge is power, and that's just it, that many items there, and it's a part of what we do in this radio program, is awareness. And a big component of that is basically ignorance. And because the media, the propaganda, they don't put that information out there. Of course, the manufacturers are not going to do that. They wouldn't have anything to sell.
Because that would kill that golden goose. It would. You know, it seems like in Europe they do everything to keep you well, because it's not money motivated for you to go to the doctors and stuff. Here, we're just the opposite. It is money motivated. But at the extent that it's causing lives, you know, that's where it's got to stop. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, well, look how many baby foods have soy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
funny because even with soy, say, in like the milk, you have some babies that can't breastfeed. They got the lightest milk, and the only one that works for them is the soy milk.
And
so what do you
milk,
do for
as
that?
As I'm concerned, that's for cows.
What's for cows?
Soy milk.
Soy milk.
Yeah.
But what about the baby?
Yeah, well, things that you well
that
think
can't
about
have
it.
The
so
other stuff. That's the only thing they can drink.
Well, that's the only thing they say.
I mean, it's not often, but it happens.
Yeah, it's something that modern-day man makes for the only thing they can drink. Even a dog does not eat grass. You know, he doesn't have a double stomach.
No.
So it's a bunch of craziness.
Except for when a dog is sick, he'll eat grass. I don't know why, but
guess what he's eating it for? He's eating it so that he can clean, so that he can take everything out of his stomach.
Yeah. Because they will naturally eat grass if they're sick.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're eating the grass for one purpose.
Yeah.
To regurgitate.
So I'm for soy milk for those babies that can't take anything else. I think that's why they've come up with it, because other than that, there'd be no need for it. A baby has to have something. It's not breastfeeding. It's not taking all the infant formulas that they out there, they have yet. You can give them the soy milk, and wow, now the baby's being fed. And then, anyway, they don't stay on it. They eventually, after a year, they're on to regular milk or no milk at all. Still, they have to have some type of a formula that keeps them, you know, healthy and keeps the bones strong. And that's because that's the biggest thing you worry about, because if they're not getting the right amount of calcium, by the time they reach my age, their bones break every time they fall. Where if they have the right amount.
If they ever reach your age.
I know. I know. With all the things that's happening to kids, there's got to be some kind of public outcry, because with the cancer, the environment, like, you know, itself causing, being a contributor to SIDS, to so many things have changed from when we were babies. I know the foods have changed. What you put the food in has changed. And all these, they know for a fact, are contributing factor to a lot of the problems we have, especially with cancer on the increase in children. And it can be even in infants. You didn't see the numbers as high as they are now, but we weren't brought up on the same, in the same environment that kids are brought up now. There's a difference. This is American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, along with Selena Lindsay. And we've been talking about car seats and the importance of taking the babies out of the car seat so that it doesn't contribute to babies having low O2 saturation to the brain and causing behavioral problems later on because of the lack of oxygen in those early years. Selena Lindsay is going to tell you a little bit about her organizations that she works for and help fund. And if you have a pencil and paper, you may want to write this information down. We'll be on the air again every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Go ahead, Selena.
Yeah, one of the organizations, of course, is Sowing Seeds for Life, which is primarily a food bank serving the community. Any of you that would like to make a donation, please go to our website, which is www.sowingseedsforlife. In addition to that, another nonprofit that I represent would be Fresh Start Ministries, which is headed by Richard Hernandez. They work with youth, also after school programs, feeding the homeless, and working in the city of Ontario with what remains of Tent City. You can reach Richard Hernandez by, again, going to your website, and it's www.freshstartsminic.com. And I believe that would probably be enough for tonight. We thank you all for listening in. We are what I call pro-poor, which means to be able to help them, but also be able to teach them to fish for themselves. Have a great evening.
Oh, don't forget Cooley, the nonprofit. The other one?
Also, too, we can bring Cooley Outreach, which is headed by Mr. Keith Cooley, and primarily what they are attempting to do is to create a ranch because one of the main things that's going on with people that unfortunately are on probation, they go through a cycle which we call going through the revolving doors because there are not many programs out there that teach them anything. There are programs that they go to, and then they're housed, but there's nothing for them to do. So primarily what he does is he wants to create a farm agriculture type environment and be able to put them into businesses, mechanics and other types of businesses where they can actually find work and be re-entered into the society. And you can find Coley Outreach on Facebook. Just type it in. The last name Coley is Coley.
Okay, that was Selena Lindsay speaking, and she was a guest, too, on American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. We're on every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to be on the air, just call 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you'll be on the air to, if you have a question or you just want to listen in, that's fine, too. I'm a distributor of Protantum, a natural herb. If you'd like to order that, it's www.mylifevantage.com/Paulette Young. And it helps with memory, helps with energy, helps keep your blood pressure down, and helps also with regulation of your blood sugars for diabetes. It's a, what it is, it's a natural herb, Protantum, Protandim. It's 40% it's an antioxidant, but it responds 40% more than just eating fruit and vegetables. I've taken it for the last couple of years, and I have noticed a difference. Others, like people with MS, like Michael J. Fox, they all take Protantum also. I have a dear friend who lives in Manhattan, New York, who takes Protantum. She's also has MS, and there's no way you can even tell she has MS. And her life has been great. She would be in a wheelchair today if she hadn't started on the natural herb. So we're all about trying to stay healthy. We're all about saving lives. So you can always, you know, go on my website and get the information on the Protantum. Again, that's www.mylifevantage.com/Paulette Young. You can also, I'm also the CEO of Healthcare Consultants. You can see our webpage, hcc-cpr.com. We'll talk again next week when we'll have another hot topic. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.